Our Troy Locker Room Chat continues here tonight on KNCA, presented by Anderson Meats, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, and Exchange Bank. Brandon Tamman joined by the boys' basketball coach, that is Jonathan Rodvelt. Coach, your team's playing some good basketball here to close the season, and you get a big win at Tuesday night at home against Donovan West. That's a 57-36 final. Just kind of take us back to that regular season finale and just overall thoughts and takeaways from that big win.
Yeah, it was a big win. Anytime you can get a rivalry game type of win late in the season, it's always nice to have. And, you know, even though it doesn't go towards sub-states, a win added to the end is always good to see, you know. It was a pretty good game. We kind of thought both of us were going to come out and play man-to-man, and they run pretty good offense. And since we played them the first time this season, you knew they were going to be much improved, and D. West had really battled some teams throughout the year, even some top teams they played really well against. So we knew it was going to be kind of a challenge. And the first half was actually really close. We tried to make sure nobody panicked, right? There's a full game left to play. But first quarter, I think we were down in the first quarter. And, you know, it was just close. And then we had Caston Jasper, was kind of our spark. He came off the bench and he's our best 3-point shooter, probably by far. And he came out and he buried 3 3-pointers in one quarter. And that gave us a good lift, kind of gave us the separation we needed. Kind of thought that, you know, once we got a little bit of space, that they couldn't quite follow the same, the same philosophy that they were going with in the first half. And once we got that, I think everybody took a little deeper breath. But it was still about a 10-point game going into halftime. And then the second half, we knew we wanted to speed things up and get it more, kind of a little more our pace. It was, you know, we play a little slower this year and a little more patient, but we did want to pressure them into making some bad decisions. And it didn't necessarily get a ton of steals, but, you know, that just speeds everything up just enough that they weren't completely comfortable with what they were doing. So it was a good team effort. Everybody played a pretty decent game. You know, we had three of our main players that really didn't put up a ton of numbers, but they did a lot of other little things right that you don't see on the stat chart. And Henry Geiger had 18 for us, and that was big. And overall, I mean, if you look at what we do by the numbers, we're pretty balanced, and that's the way we want to play, is be balanced. And, you know, if somebody tries to ever take one kid away from us, then we'll, you know, hopefully the rest of them pick up the slack. And I think that's the way you got to build a team if you want to be successful.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is you don't get much time. You get Donovan West again in the first round of sub-state tomorrow night, and we'll kind of look at the sub-state here momentarily. But, you know, just the regular season overall, another double-digit win season. Things kind of started a little bit slow early on before the break, but you guys have won 6 of your last 7 games down the stretch, so certainly playing as good as you had, you know, in a stretch throughout the course of the year. And, you know, it starts with Donovan West and sub-state Thursday night, but just the regular season as a whole, how would you kind of grade it out, you know, from the talent that you lost and what you brought back? How do you feel the season went, you know, in terms of the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, we're both, Coach Westheim and I are both pretty happy with how far we came this year. Not only did we lose a massive senior class next year, that was a huge part of kind of our program that we had the past few years, but then we had injuries on top of it to start the year. And guys stepped up and guys developed, and yeah, it was rough, and it took a long time for the wheels to start turning. And we changed up the offense, and we wanted to really stick to being disciplined and you know, sticking to having good fundamentals and all that. And it was up and down. I mean, we were, you know, it was win loss for a long time, and then we lost, you know, we'd lose 2 games and then we win the next 2. So kind of a back and forth season, and then things started to click. And we talk about rowing the boat, right? Rowing the boat in the same direction. And we had a lot of discussions on that because not everybody was on the same page. And guys came around though, and that was a big step for everybody and the whole team. And once that started to happen, once we had you know, some really good games there against some of the top teams, I mean, you could tell that the guys were really buying in. So over this last month, it's kind of been leaps and bounds of how good we became as a team. And you know, couldn't be happier the boys that they just, you know, they keep grinding, and you could see them mature from game to game. You know, just every little thing, we'd make a mistake 1 week, and the next week we would kind of have that problem solved and taken care of. So really happy with how the boys have done this year, and I think they kind of defied the odds a little bit.
Well, tomorrow night again, you get a chance to host Donovan West second time in a 3-day stretch, or a 48-hour stretch, I should say, but this time it's sub-state action, so you win, you move on, and lose, your season is done. So it's that time of the year, but it'll be Troy hosting Donovan West tomorrow night at 7. Winner moves on to take on the top seed in Centralia next Thursday, the 29th. Coach, appreciate the time throughout the course of the year. Good luck in that opener against Donovan West, and we will talk again one more time next week.
Yeah, thank you.